It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and it is the day before Christmas Eve. It's December 23rd, and I'm thrilled to have in studio with me Jason McBride. You're a valued partner, Presidential Wealth Management, all of your colleagues over there. It's great to have you here.
Well, I'm always appreciative that you continue to have me in, Kim. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And I'm excited in segments 2, 3, and 4. Last year, we did something really fun. You had talked about some Santa Claus stocks. So we're going to take a look at how they've done, and then the new Santa Claus stocks for this year.
Yep, that's true. We have kind of two sets. We do the turkey stocks, and then we do the Santa Claus stocks, and we'll kind of explain what the differences are when we get to that.
Yes. So great to have you in studio. And as always, you know, generally the show, we look at issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. Remember, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, or their freedom via force, whether it's with a weapon policy or unpredictable and excessive taxation. If something is a good idea, you don't need to force people to do that, right, Steve?
Absolutely. And you always bring to mind a great illustration. Sometimes I hope it makes the distance in the listener's mind. You'll bring up, in the word that we know today as Nazi, that it was the German Socialist Party. And many people like myself would just say, well, that was the military thing, the Nazis. No, it was the
National Socialist German Workers Party.
The economic party of Germany that was brought in by, Hitler in the 30s, after Germany was trying to climb out of the effects of World War I, and their economy was so stagnant. So, yeah, he was out there pulling all kinds of strings to...
He was elected.
Exactly. So it makes a great point. Can I say something else?
Sure.
I want my hats off to Jason because, we have fun with these titles, the turkey stocks and now the Santa stocks. They are also very informative as to how the system works. And I learned a lot in the turkey stocks. I'm looking forward to where you're going today.
He does a lot of work on this. And, he puts a lot of... We're going to talk about him, even though he's here. He puts so much work into we talk to him at the bottom of the hour every day, and he puts so much thought into just those 2, 3, 4 minutes. And I know that you bring that care to your clients as well, Jason McBride.
Well, thank you, Kim, very, very much. Sometimes at the bottom of the hour, we're kind of just freewheeling it, but I'll take the credit.
Well, I would say... That's the on-air version or portion. You don't hear the off-air portion. It's good.
It's a good thing Kim doesn't hear the off-air portion and the stuff you say. That's for sure, Steve.
Oh.
Be in big trouble.
And on that note, I want to say thank you to our team, producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, for your support and your good work. As we're celebrating Christmas, there's so much to be grateful for, and I'm really grateful for this team. You guys are just really awesome. I thought you might say something nice, Steve.
You're very liberal with that, and I will usually turn it back towards and aim the spotlight right back at you because it takes a leader.
Well, thank you. And that's probably the only thing I'm really liberal on, huh? Okay. And thank you to each of you listeners. You are each treasured. You're valued. You have a purpose every day. Go out and strive for excellence. Take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. And, sometimes at Christmas time, people are not able to be with friends and family. And if that's the case with you, just know that you are treasured and valued this holiday season. And, of course, if you're with friends and family, certainly enjoy that because, and they say that every day is a gift, and that's why they call it the present, Jason.
Oh, that's a good one.
You like that one?
Steve, you going to laugh at that one?
Yeah.
Kudos?
She really does come up with a lot of good stuff. Just like to, play the... Curmudgeon?
Yeah, the curmudgeon, yes. Okay. Okay, now, our quote for today. JCPenney. You know, so many people, when I was a kid, bought Christmas presents, JCPenney. There was the JCPenney catalog. And so I thought, okay, that'll be our inspiration wisdom today. JCPenney, James Cash Penny. Is that not a great name?
Wow, I love it.
He says, no serious-minded man should have time for the mediocre in any phase of his living. Don't you love that?
Oh, I like that one.
Again,
like
no serious-minded man should have time for the mediocre in any phase of his living. And, you know, Steve, you always strive for excellence, so I guess we'll hats off to you on that quote.
Well, I was thinking of there's implications. I mean, that's an obvious truth, and I love it. But I'm trying to think of ways to mold that to the culture today. Mediocre is almost always. Did you see the commercial right now that's out there? I think AT&T.
I don't watch much TV, I haven't seen it.
The patient and his wife are in the hospital room. He's obviously getting ready for surgery. The doctor walks in and says, guess who just got reinstated? Well, not officially, he says. Then he looks at the patient and he says, are you nervous? And the patient says, yes. And the doctor says, me too. But we'll get it. And he walks out. And then the voiceover guy says, sometimes just okay isn't good enough.
That's for sure.
And I just, you know, that speaks to that quote.
Well, and to strive for excellence. And, you know, just to make a comment about this whole victimization of our society today, and you can't be striving for excellence if you think that you're a victim. And so going back to James Cash Penney, you know what? I thought I had when he lived, but I guess I didn't put that on there. We'll find that. We'll find that for you. Okay, let's go to our funnies. Are you ready for this, Steve?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Why is Santa so jolly? Do you know?
No.
Because he knows where all the toys are.
Okay.
Number two, why does Santa always go down the chimney? Because it soots him. Soots him. Get it? Soots him?
Yeah, spelled okay. S-O-O-T-S.
You
yes.
got it. Okay. And you know what? I'm not sure that our young people will understand this last joke.
No. No, they won't.
How does Kris Kringle take pictures? With his North Polaroid.
You're right, Kim. I don't get that one.
Please. But for all you youngins out there, just look it up. Polaroid. Boy, was that not cool when that first came out? My parents told me about it.
Yeah, those were pretty neat. Those old Polaroid. But now, when they get old, they curl up and fade. So those aren't the ones that you want to keep for posterity.
That's true. But it was really cool. I mean, innovation. Americans, innovation. It's so cool. So, but several things wanted to mention. First of all, we're holiday week. And if you don't want to cook, you could actually have Hooters restaurants. They can cater something for you, or you can actually use Grubhub or one of the delivery services, and you can have it delivered right to your front door. Love their barbecue shrimp. It's delicious. Their wings are great. So be sure and check out Hooters restaurants for your holiday party. And they have a variety of party platters. Man, party platters that they can help spice up your holiday party at your house. So be sure and check that out. Another thing, enjoy the holidays, but man, we got to get to work. January 8th is the day that the new legislature convenes. So we're going to let them know that we are watching. It's our Stand for Colorado rally. It is 11 o'clock on the west steps of the Capitol, January 8th. Be there or be square. And Jason, it is really important that people show up so that this legislature knows that we are watching and that we care about what's happening down there.
Well, the first one you did, Kim, which, by the way, what an incredible feat of organization that you did there. I don't know if everybody understands how much work you put in to make the first Stand for Colorado as successful as it was. So I'd like to thank you. You had some tremendous speakers at the first one, and I'm sure this one will be even better. I hope we're not all freezing our tuchuses off down there, but sometimes it's worth it.
It is worth it. And speaking of freezing tuchuses, is during this time, 75 years ago, the Battle of the Bulge was occurring. It was a 40-day battle, 500,000 Allied troops, 450,000 Germans. And our guys were out in the cold for 40 days. Their foxholes were made of snow. And so just to show up on January 8th, put on your coat, your mittens, your hat, and just show up. Plan accordingly. You may have to take time off from work, maybe take a long lunch, or maybe take a day off. But it's really important to show up and to bring folks with you. Also, it does cost something, even though this is very organic. We invest in the sound system, and we could use some help with all the things that we want to do. So if you go to standforcolorado.com, you can click on the contribute button, and we'd love to have you be there and also contribute. If you can't be there, certainly help us out, because somebody said that we had the best sound system for any rally that they've ever been to, and it is really important for people to be able to hear. So we'd really appreciate your help on that.
That's great. And today only, right? If you make a contribution, it's matched 5 times thanks to Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. We really appreciate that.
Anything I can do to help out, yes.
To help the cause. And then in 2020, a lot is going to be going on, and we've continued to see this romance with socialism. And my good friend Helen Raleigh immigrated from China, so she has seen firsthand what happens under socialism. She and Dr. Paul Prentice, they actually did this workshop at the Western Conservative Summit. She said it was standing room only. So we're gonna do the presentation again. It's the Punches to Knock Down Democratic Socialism, and it will be on Monday, January 13th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Water's Edge Winery. The cost is $20, and we have our Eventbrite. That should be on the website now. And be sure and sign up. I think it's going to be sold out. It's going to be very, very important.
You know, to speak about having a romance with socialism is probably how Michael Douglas ended up feeling in that movie Fatal Attraction by the end.
Yeah, I think that is probably true. That is probably true, because ultimately socialism has to come down to force. And if something is a really good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. You engage in the battle of ideas. You make the case. That is what happened at the American founding. They made the case for this this vision of the Declaration of Life, Liberty, Pursuit of Happiness. And if something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force them. So that's why we engage in this battle of ideas. We probably are going to see all kinds of force coming out of this legislature this year. And force can be hiding under the words mandate or regulation, Jason.
Well, that's for sure. If you can't get it legislated, then you just add it as a regulation through unelected bureaucrats, which is otherwise known as the deep state. It really does exist. It's not a conspiracy theory, Kim.
It's not anymore. We can see that. So let's go to break. When we come back, Jason, I'm excited to hear what your Santa Claus stocks that you talked about last year, how they performed. And then we'll talk about the Santa Claus stocks for 2019. So this is Kim Munson, thrilled to have in studio with me, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. We'll be right back.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, spelled M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Excited to have in studio with me Jason McBride. Jason, you and John Buckingham and all your colleagues over at Presidential Wealth Management our valued partners of the show, and it's great to have you in studio.
Well, thanks for having me again, Kim. I sure appreciate it.
And I wish you and everybody over at Presidential a very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous 2020.
Well, right back at you.
Okay, well, let's jump in here. You are always doing something really informative. Steve had mentioned at Thanksgiving you had done your analysis or your suggestions on turkey stocks, wondering if maybe they might become eagles. And people can actually still download that, I think, can't they?
Yeah, the turkey stocks are still on the Air Presidential side. I think they're still on your site, and they can be acquired by print by calling us as well.
Okay. But now it's ho, ho, ho. It's Merry Christmas, so the Santa Claus stocks. So what happened to the ones that you had highlighted last year?
Well, let's go over those. First, kind of the differences. The turkey stocks we do around Thanksgiving, Kim, and those are stocks that have been big disappointments for the year. Maybe they're going to turn around, maybe they're not, but they're kind of ones that have been turkeys, at mm-hmm. least so far. Now, Santa Claus stocks, what I'm looking for is ones generally that have performed pretty well, that are showing signs of strength, that have, for the most part, rewarded people over the last year and done okay. And I'll tell you, last year's list, it was a little bit easier to find ones that were like, wow, this one might really do great. Because if you remember, we were in the midst of a huge correction
That's
in the
right.
market last year. So there were a lot of... The screen I kind of used last year was I was looking for stocks that had held up very well even during the sell-off. A lot of times you'll find the strongest stocks when the market's very weak, they kind of refuse to play along. People don't want to sell them and they tend to hold up, and those can be your strongest ones going forward. So last year we had six stocks, Kim. Let's just kind of go through them real quick. The first one was O'Reilly Automotive.
Okay.
And a lot of people have heard of O'Reilly, fairly familiar with it. At the time, the stock was at about $337 a share. It was only about 5% off of its all-time high, so it wasn't participating in the sell-off. And O'Reilly has actually done pretty well. The earnings have continued to grow. The stock has continued to perform, and that stock, as of the close on December 16th, which is the numbers that I use for this, was at $441.
Wow.
So it's interesting, too. A lot of times folks believe that a higher price stock won't move, that you can only make big gains by kind of operating and buying very cheaply priced stocks, but that's just simply not the case. Big stocks with high prices can move just as big a percentage as a little one can, and I think O'Reilly's a pretty good example of that.
Yeah, most
definitely. So O'Reilly did pretty good. Now, we had another one that maybe folks hadn't have heard of. It was a company called Innoviva. Innoviva, it was a biotech stocks, and they developed drugs for respiratory diseases for the most part. Now, Innoviva was at $17 approximately when we looked at it, Kim.
Okay.
You know, it looked like a hero right out of the chute. It shot up to over 20 very quickly, but things kind of dimmed for it a bit. The stock dropped from 20, got all the way down to about $10 at one point, and that one is now recovered back up to about $13.70.
Okay.
So that one didn't, you know, that one put a little bit of a lump of coal in your stocking,
okay.
unfortunately. But, you know, it's the chart looks decent, but unfortunately their earnings started kind of going backwards. The estimates didn't pan out as well as was hoped, so that one didn't turn out to give you a Christmas present, unfortunately.
You know, and Jason, let's just do a disclaimer. This is all for conversation.
Oh, yeah.
This is all for just, it's so fascinating and you can learn a lot, but we are not giving investment advice here.
That's right. This is for informational purposes only. You know, I have to say that these stocks we're talking about may not be appropriate for your portfolio. Maybe stocks in general aren't appropriate for your portfolio. You're free to go do your own research and make your own decisions, but we're certainly not making any buy or sell or any kind of recommendation at all on any of the stocks from last year or the new batch for this year.
Okay.
Even if we sound enthusiastic, take it as a recommendation.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks for pointing that out, Kim. So the next one that we had last year was another interesting one. And darn, it looks like I got my charts out of order here.
I hate that when that happens, you know?
Oh, there it is. Okay. So this one was WD-40. Now, this is a company that just about everybody has heard of.
Sure.
You know, WD-40 makes a spray. I think I told the story last year that my grandfather, when he was alive, you know, he used to actually rub WD-40 into his knees.
Did it work?
You know, well, he said it did. You know, now he didn't die of knee cancer. So
okay.
that's one good thing. I don't think it harmed him. But, yeah, he used to rub WD-40 on there. you know, it smells worse than Bengay even when you're rubbing it on your knees. But they do say, you know, it has thousands of uses, so there's one of them. Not that I would recommend that either. Get some doctors to chip in on that one.
Well, just a little, I hate to break in on this.
That's okay.
A little trivia. WD-40, do you know how that name came about?
I do, but I forgot. So fill us in.
What is it?
Well, the WD is simply water displacement, and the developers, it was his 40th try when he got it.
WD-40, huh?
Yeah, WD-40.
And now everybody knows that.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. So WD-40.
Well, WD-40 didn't do much, but it did move up a little bit, Kim. When we looked at it last year, it was at about 181. Again, the price was only about 2% off of the all-time high at that point, okay, which was pretty impressive considering the condition of the market at the time. It's managed to come up a little bit. It's now at about $194, so it wasn't exciting, but you didn't get hurt by it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that one did okay. Let's look at this next one. Boy, the medical ones just did not do great last year. The next one was a company called BioTelemetry, symbol BEAT. They do medical devices, it says, for monitoring services, centralizing laboratory services, clinical research. So they do all kinds of things. Now, these guys have had very, very rapid earnings growth going all the way back to 2013. The estimates at the time we looked at it were very strong. I don't know if the estimates didn't play out or what, Kim, but when we looked at this one, it was at about 56. Now, I don't know if I can call this a loser for sure, because very quickly after we talked about it, it ran up as high as $80.
Okay.
So depending on if you held it, if you would have sold it, that would have been a nice profit.
Sure.
Right there. Very nice, but we're just looking point to point. The stock then kind of came all the way down as low as 37 just recently, and it's recovered back up to about $45, but from a year ago, that one's still down a little bit. So a little bit disappointing performance there. Latest quarter looks like the earnings were down a little, so maybe some of the estimates aren't panning out as well as had been hoped.
You know, and what can happen in those kinds of stocks is if they're off their estimates, those stocks can have, I think, a lot of emotion in them.
Correct.
And so they move around quite a bit.
Yeah, they do. And it is amazing where a company can have a tremendous earnings report where the growth is spectacular, but they miss the analyst estimates by a penny and the stock gets punished.
Isn't that amazing?
And then you'll have a company that has a crummy earnings report where their earnings are going down, they're losing money, they're doing terrible, but they do a little bit better than the analysts expected, and the stock goes up. Yeah, I'd rather have the one that's growing myself.
Growing is a good thing.
You know, markets are interesting things. Okay, here's the next one. And, Kim, I know this is one of your favorites. This was Match Group, which has Match.com, dating sites,
okay,
all that. Now, I'm just teasing you. I'm not trying to get you in trouble. We're just having a little fun. Now, Match has just had tremendous earnings growth since going public. At the time we looked at that one, Kim, it was at about $41. That one just had a steady ride up. I mean, that one was a real success. At one point, it got as high as 95.
Wow.
That was back in July or August. It's backed off a little bit now, but even with the back off, the stock is still at about $72. So Match.com worked out pretty darn nice.
Isn't it amazing? Somebody can have an idea in America, and they can go get capital. You know, through the stock market, people can invest in it. They think it's a good idea, and people can be part of that growth. It is an amazing thing.
Well, it is, and that's America, and that's capitalism for you, isn't it?
That's
you know, Wall Street, you know, I don't have a lot of love lost. I'm not going to say that they're angels with halos by any means, but they do provide a valuable service, which is matching up ideas that don't have money with money that doesn't have an idea.
Right? Well said, Jason McBride.
So there we go. So our last one from last year, we still okay on time for this segment, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was an interesting one that I hadn't heard of, but it's called the Trade Desk. And apparently what they do is like self-service online ad campaigns, which I imagine is a tremendous business.
Sure.
Their earnings growth has just been off the charts. This stock was at $109 when we looked at it, which again sounds like a very high price, but there's another moonshot there. That one got up as high as $289 during the year. It's backed off a little, closed out at about $254.
Wow.
So that was a pretty strong success, Kim. So I didn't look at the clock very well. Do we have 2 minutes to go through the overalls on these?
Yeah,
you want to save that for the next segment? Okay. So what I always like to do is say, well, what if you had put the same amount of money in each of these and just held them till now? Well, not too bad. If we put $10,000 in each, $60,000, right now that would be worth about $80,759, 35% increase. And the performance on each, O'Reilly was up about 31%. Inoviva dropped 19%. WD-40 was up 7%. What was that one called? Biotelemetry or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Was down 20%. Match.com was up 76%, not too bad. And the last one, the Trade Desk, up 133%. And now that's a Christmas present.
That is a Christmas present. So let's go to break. This is Kim Munson. In studio with me is Jason McBride, Senior Vice President with Presidential Wealth Management. And we're talking about Santa Claus stocks. And so this was fascinating, what happened over the year on last year's Santa stocks. And when we come back, we'll take a look at this year's Santa stocks. So we'll be right back.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Hey, Steve, it's December 23rd. Tomorrow's your shopping day, isn't it?
You just won't let this go, will you?
I'm going to go over the mall, and I bet I'll see you there. I just want to watch what's happening, because I just about have all my Christmas shopping done. So
actually, you won't. We've already addressed it. There's been a change in philosophy between my wife and myself, so there's no need.
So I won't see you there. So,
sorry.
Jason McBride, how about you? Is your shopping all done?
I'll check with my wife when I get home.
You are such a wise man.
Yes.
And speaking of wise men, it's Christmas time, but also your Santa stocks. I find these just fascinating. So last segment, we went over how last year's performed. So what is your Santa stocks for this year, Jason McBride?
Well, I've got 6 new ones, Kim. And don't forget, you can get your copy of the Santa stocks at several different places. One, you can go to airpresidential.com and download it. You can go to your site, kimmunson.com, and download it. Or you could do it the old school way and give us a call at the office, 303-694-1600. Ask Natalie to mail you out a hard copy, and she'll be happy to do that too.
Well, there you go. So,
all right.
Okay, let's jump. You know, and just a quick note, you mentioned it in the last break, but the idea to invest in the stock market. I know people that have created tremendous wealth by investing in the stock market, but typically it's been over a long period of time. But it's a great way to, as you mentioned, match up people with a good idea that don't have capital with people that have capital and may be looking for a good idea.
Yeah, that's true. That's the function of the stock market and the function, you know, at least one of the functions of Wall Street. So they do some good.
You betcha.
So, all right.
Okay, jump in here. What's your first one?
Okay, so this year, I'll tell you, Kim, it was a little tougher. Last year, like I said, the market was in a big correction. I used a screen that said, show me stocks that have kind of refused to go down. This year, it's tougher because the market's up. It's right at the highs. I mean, a lot of stocks are right at the highs. So, you know, I had to dig quite a bit this year to find some. Okay. So it's an interesting batch, I think, that we've come up with. So the first one is actually a very small company called GlobalScape. That's symbol GSB. I think that trades on the American Exchange, which a lot of folks probably didn't even realize still existed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At this point. It never gets a mention. But GlobalScape does file management software, which it lets you securely move files back and forth between computers and servers, and I'm sure they have encryption and safety things with protecting your files. Now, this stock had done almost nothing for many, many years. But in March of this year, when their end-of-the-year earnings report came out, the stock suddenly just shot up higher. It went from $3 up to about $5. Now, a month later, their CEO died. Unexpectedly, the CEO of the company passed away.
Okay.
And the stock just continued to rise higher. And, you know, and it kind of reminded me, people may have forgotten this, but Apple was the same thing. When Steve Jobs passed away, it was soon after that Apple stock really took off and started going. And huh. A lot of people may not remember.
I didn't realize that.
No. Yeah, it was really something. So I'm not saying this stock is Apple, but it was an interesting comparison. That can't make you feel good as a CEO when you pass away and then the stock does better. But
but he didn't know.
Well, yeah, it depends. Maybe he did.
Well, that's
true. Just watching from above, but or below. We don't know. So this company has had triple-digit earnings increases for the last 5 quarters, but it is a very small one. It's only about $165 million total market cap. There's no analysts that cover the stock. It's a pretty thinly traded one, so maybe not for the faint of heart.
Sure.
But the earnings have been pretty solid recently. It's got a pretty interesting looking chart here. Recently, it was up as high as 11. It's pulled back a little bit, and right now it's at about 952. Again, Kim, we're not making recommendations on any of these or saying anybody should buy them, but they're for informational purposes only. Some that look interesting, and again, a year from now, we'll cover how they've done. But the first one is GlobalScape,
okay.
Symbol GSB.
Fascinating. Okay.
All right. So let's go to the second one. You know, this one, now we're back into drugs and medical. Last year's medical picks were the two crummy ones.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you think anything that's healthcare has to be doing good, but not always so much. So, but back into the fire, out of the frying pan, into the fire. This one's called Insight. I-N-C-Y is a symbol, and it's spelled I-N-C-Y-T-E.
Okay.
So we're not trying to incite violence or anything like that. Just wanted to make sure. So this one's a biotech. They're working on drugs that fight cancer and other inflammatory diseases. Now, this stock, it's really, Kim, it's been swinging back and forth for about 5 years. It's off its all-time high, which was 153. Right now, the stock is sitting at about $92. But the earnings growth on this one has been very strong going back to 2015. Look at this earnings growth, Kim. In 2015, they earned 3 cents a share. 2016, it jumped to 54. Then it went to 62 in 2017. Last year, it more than doubled to $1.37. This year, they're expected to earn $2.79 a share, and then next year is $3.08. So that is some very strong earnings growth. You know, the last quarters, 2 out of 3 of them have been triple digit, and there we go. So the earnings are strong. The stock recently kind of broke above some resistance here. You know, there may be some overhead from the people that bought it at 153. We're in a high market, so you got to be a little bit careful. And the one thing with these biotechs, boy, if they've got one big drug in development that everybody's hoping gets approved and the FDA says no, it's a sad day. Other side of the coin, if the drug gets approved, especially if they're, well, we don't know, you know, these things can just explode higher. So so that stock, it's Insight, again, symbol I-N-C-Y, and it's spelled Insight, I-N-C-Y-T-E, and that one's a biotech. Again, the price right now, about $92.66.
Okay, just a quick question, Jason. You know, one of the things that people have always talked about is the P-E ratio, which is the price, you know, divided by the actual earnings.
Correct.
So with these kind of companies, I mean, that's amazing earnings growth. But so something like that, do you really look at a P.E. ratio? And again, this is an investment advice. It's just a question.
No.
Or do you look at the earnings growth? Or how do you address that?
You know, I think, and again, I tend to study Bill O'Neill, founder of Investors Business Daily, is one of my, to me, how to make money in stocks is the Bible of investment. How he did his research was he started off with no preconceived notions at all. He went back and looked at what were the biggest, best performing stocks of years past, studied them to try to figure out what characteristics did they all have in common, you know, right before they turned into tremendous, huge winners.
Okay.
He found that the P.E. ratio had almost nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Okay.
So people will look for a stock with a low P.E. And maybe, you know, sometimes you can find a bargain there. But overall, I believe, if I remember right, you know, he found that the P.E. when the stock started to make its move was something like 20 or 25, which people would consider high. And by the time the stock finished making the move, the P.E. ratio expanded by 2 to 2.5 times.
Interesting.
So, again, I'm not telling people not to look at it, but if you're looking for high growth leading stocks, I don't believe that the P.E. ratio is an important factor. Now, if you're looking for value stocks, could be a different story.
Okay. So it depends on the person.
It depends on your investing style.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's hit the third one out of your 6 here.
All right. Well, this one could be, did I get my charts out of order again, Kim? That must be Steve's fault.
It is.
He came in here when I was in the bathroom.
That's exactly right. But, and he switched them all around.
That's right. So the next one is called Momo. M-O-M-O. The symbol is M-O-M-O, and it's spelled M-O-M-O, okay. Momo Inc. Now, Momo is a Chinese-based stock, and they're a provider of social networking platforms.
Oh, interesting.
Right there, you know, tells you, ooh, this could be interesting. Could they shut them down or restrict it or anything? But the earnings growth on this one, now, this is if the numbers can be trusted. I'm always a little bit cautious with foreign companies. But they've been real strong since 2015. Again, you go back 2015, they earned 15 cents. 16, it was 87 cents. Then $1.77. Last year was $2.44. This year, they're expected $2.79. So, I mean, again, that's some pretty big earnings growth. Now, this is another one, Kim, that's been swinging back and forth.
You can see that.
Going all the way back to 2017, actually. The stock has been as high as 54. It's been as low as 23. Right now, the stock's at about 36.5. And I kind of like the way the chart looks. It looks like it's trying to move higher to me. I think there's some hopes that we may see something good with a trade deal. And I've noticed some of the bigger, more recognizable Chinese stocks have started to move higher, like Alibaba is moving. Some of the bigger ones are moving.
Okay.
This one may take a little longer to catch attention because it's not as well known. But I think it looks interesting. It's got, you know, good genetic makeup, so to speak, as far as earnings and everything else. But, you know, I always say caution, especially these Chinese stocks can be absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it could be, certainly could be crazy, given the political things going on out there as well. So this, you know, let's go to break, Jason. Okay. I find this absolutely fascinating. The idea that everyday people can actually go to the stock market and they can look at these different things and you know, talk with a professional like you and decide on, hey, maybe I want to put some money there and be part of a company. I mean, I just think it's so great.
Well, it is neat. And it's one of the only investments where if you change your mind in 5 seconds,
you can sell it.
You could say, I don't want that no more. You can't do that with a house.
No.
Can't do that with real estate. So, yeah, the stock market is a great place. It can also be a very unfriendly place at times.
Very unfriendly
as well.
Sure.
But in any case, to get your copy of the Santa Claus stocks, go to airpresidential.com. Kim, you're nice enough to put them on your site, too, at kimmonson.com. Or as you love to say, give Natalie a call at the switchboards when we open up at 303-694-1600. She'll be happy to mail you out a hard copy if you prefer it the old school way.
Well, I find this fascinating. So let's go to break. We have three more Santa stocks. We're talking with Jason McBride, Senior Vice President, Presidential Wealth Management. We'll be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Boom, 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 boom. Santa baby,
just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's kimmunson.com, spelled M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And you can go there and you can actually get all of these Santa stocks that we're talking about. You can download it. And so be sure and go to kimmunson.com. Thrilled to have in studio with me, Senior Vice President at Presidential Wealth Management and valued partner of the show, and that is Jason McBride. It's so great to have you in studio.
Well, it's good to be here, and these are always fun shows.
Aren't they fun?
Yeah.
I find this fascinating. So the Santa stocks, we talked about three of them. What's the last three?
Well, we got three more. So the next one is a company called Lumentum Holdings, and the symbol on that is L-I-T-E.
Light.
Light. Yeah, the description of this is they provide optical and photonic devices for manufacturing, inspection, and medical applications. It looks like they do a lot of stuff with lasers, photonic, maybe that's phasers. They probably have some photon torpedoes somewhere, I would guess, too, but sounds very, very interesting.
It does.
You know, again, Kim, I'm kind of an earnings hound, and again, you look at this one, and the earnings have just gone up every year. I'm going back all the way to 2013. They earned 11 cents a share. Then again, year by year, real quick, 23 cents, 79, $1.29, $1.94, $3.82 last year. This 2019, they have a weird fiscal year that ends in June, so they already put $4.31 a share on the books. You know, the current year we're in, $4.88 the estimate. Next year, it's $5.54. So, yeah, this one could be one. You asked about the PE. The PE on this right now is only 17, which to me, that seems pretty cheap for a stock with that type of earnings growth, but maybe it's the industry they're in. I don't know. You know, sometimes these things are hard to figure out.
And again, this is not investment advice. We're just talking about this conversationally.
Yes, exactly. Now, this one's been kind of a wild child, too. The last 2.5 years, it's really just kind of swung back and forth between 37 and then up to 74. But I'll tell you, Kim, recently the stock kind of broke out of that range and it pushed up to a new all-time high. Right now it's at about 75.5. I don't mind buying stocks when they're making new highs. We went over that on one of your shows. You know, when nobody else owns a stock higher, well, there's nobody that bought it that's mad, that's trying to sell to break even, which puts pressure on. Another reason, if a stock has just been in a range for some time and all of a sudden it's now moving out, it's moving higher than that range, something has changed. Mm-hmm. At least the opinion of the market has changed, where before every time it'd get up to 74, it would get turned back. Mm-hmm. 74, it'd get, now for some reason, people are willing to pay over 74.
Okay.
You know, what does that tell you? But I think the stock looks interesting. Again, you know, this is one that does have some big swings on it. Maybe not for the faint of heart, as you would say. You know, but again, one way to prevent big losses, Kim, especially on wild stocks like this, is don't buy them when they're too far above, you know, the base period where it goes back and forth. Don't chase it too high. And again, if you cut your losses quickly when you make a mistake, think about it. If you cut your losses, all of them, when they're small, you'll never have a big loss.
Human nature, though, it's so hard.
It is very hard to admit a mistake. And God forbid you sell it when it's down a little and then it turns around and runs right back up. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, kind of defense first maybe sometimes is the way to think.
It probably is.
So, again, this one is Lumentum Holdings, symbol on that, L-I-T-E.
Okay,
let's move to the next one, Kim. I guess I'm a slow learner because I'm back into medical systems and equipment, which wasn't very kind to the Santa list last year. So this one is called InMode, I-N-M-O-D-E. The ticker symbol is I-N-M-D.
Okay.
Now, this company is based in Israel, and Israel has had some pretty successful companies, although their stocks can be a little bit wild as well.
Okay.
But they sell devices that are used for non-invasive cosmetic surgery. So, like hair removal, you know, your mustache, Steve, that you have there, it could work on that. Varicose veins, you know, facelift without cutting, all this kind of stuff. So, you know, pretty exciting. Now, this one was kind of interesting, Kim. It just had its IPO, initial public offering, when the stock first started trading back in August at $14 a share. Now, these days, a lot of the companies that are going public, their earnings are terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're you see these companies coming out, billion-dollar market
on
caps,
an idea. They're bringing it on an idea.
And they're losing money hand over fist. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, companies like Lyft, Uber, some of the big ones. This one actually had tremendous earnings growth, revenue growth, a very good earnings record at the time it went public. But it was interesting because in August, the market was kind of in the throes of a nasty sell-off. Mm-hmm. So it was a rare case. This thing went public at 14, and for 3 or 4 days, the price was under 14. You could have backed up the truck and bought all kinds of shares in the $13 range on this one. Okay. And but then as soon as the market stopped acting poorly, this thing took off like a rocket. It shot right to 29. Pulled back just a little bit, and then, I mean, vertical all the way to almost $59.
Yeah, it looks like a rocket ship.
So now the stock has pulled back a bit over the last couple of weeks. It's come down to what's called the 50-day moving average, which sometimes can be support. Right now, the price is at about $41.82. And, you know, with earnings growth like this, you know, certainly this one's an interesting one to keep an eye on. Another interesting fact is that over time, most of your biggest winners that you see in the market are new companies, companies that have gone public sometime, I believe it's in the last 8 years is the cutoff point. So don't be afraid of these new ones. Just don't most of the time go crazy and buy the stupid ones that go nuts on the first day that have no fundamentals at all.
Yeah, well, this seems to make sense with the baby boomers growing older.
Well, yeah, you know, of course, present company excluded. Some people do need a little help with their looks. Of course, you don't, and I'm beyond repair, so this wouldn't help me. So that one is InMode, I-N-M-D. Spelled I-N-M-O-D-E, InMode, and that's number 5 on the list. So, Kim, we're coming down to the last one.
Okay.
And this is another another little one, and this one's called Zix Corp, Z-I-X. And the symbol on that is Z-I-X-I, so Zixi. So these guys, they do email encryption, cyber threat protection. It sounded like to me they would do it for individual consumers, corporations. Boy, with all the cyber threats and the hacking and all that kind of stuff, this type of thing is very, very important these days. Now, there's a lot of companies in this space, and these guys are a small one. But again, these guys have had good, steady earnings growth going back to 2014. It hasn't been quite as dramatic as some of the other companies that we've discussed, but the stock price is also much cheaper at this point. Now, one thing about this one that's a little bit rare, which I'll leave it up to the listener to decide whether this is a bargain or a cautionary note, is this stock is about 40% off its high.
Okay.
You know, it was up at about $11, Kim. Right now it's at about 6.5. Part of you says, well, that's a bargain. But the other part of me says, why is it down 40% when the market is making new highs? I couldn't find anything in the news to explain it. Sometimes that's just the way these things are. But estimates going forward are pretty decent. You know, you talk about P.E. ratio. They're expected to earn 57 cents a share next year, with a stock at 650 right now. That's, you're only paying about 12 times the forward earnings. That's considered cheap. That doesn't mean it couldn't go down some more though too. But I think this one's interesting. Another thing I noticed on this one, Kim, is this one really tends on the days that they release their earnings, it really has some big moves,
okay,
either up or down. And I'm talking big, big swings. So if you have the guts, if you hold this one into earnings season, you're going to probably have some interesting emotional reaction one way or the other, at least on that day. So this one is Zix Corp, Z-I-X. Symbol on that is Z-I-X-I. So that's all of them, Kim. And again, I'll remind the listeners, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research. But you can download the list of the six Santa Claus stocks for 2019 and look at it for yourself. Maybe it's just for entertainment, but go to airpresidential.com. Kim, you've been nice enough to let us put it on your site, too, at kimmonson.com. Or, as you love to say, give Natalie a call at the switchboards at 7:30 at 303-694-1600, and she's happy to send you out a hard copy the old school way.
I love it. So interesting. And Jason McBride, thank you so much. It is so great to have you in studio, and I just find this so fascinating to talk about these companies. It is capitalism at its best. So today, our quote for the day is from James Cash, J.C. Penney. He was an American businessman and entrepreneur. He founded the J.C. Penney Stores. He lived from 1875 to 1971. He said, "Men are not great or small because of their material possessions. They are great or small because of what they are." So today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals and, like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. Merry Christmas. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. I was born free. The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, the source AM and FM. AM 560 and 100.7 FM. 560thesource.com.